Deuteronomy chapter 5. Then Moses called all Israel together and said, "Listen, Israel, to the statutes and regulations that I am declaring to you today, so that you may learn and do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our forefathers, but with all of us who are alive here today. The Lord spoke with you face to face in the mount out of the fire. At that time I stood between you and the Lord to declare to you the word of the Lord, because you were afraid of the fire and did not go up the mountain. He said, 'I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You must not have any other gods before me. You must not make any carved idol in the form of anything in the heavens above or in the earth below, or that is in the water beneath. You must not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the sin of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, and showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Observe the Sabbath day, keeping it holy, just as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But on the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On that day you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male or female servant, or your ox or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or any foreigner who lives within your gates, that your male and female servants may rest as well as you do. Remember that you were slaves in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out of there by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, so that your days may be long, and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, or crave your neighbor's house, his field, or his male or female servant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's." These words the Lord proclaimed with a loud voice to your whole assembly at the mountain out of the fire, the cloud, and the thick darkness, and he added no more. He wrote them on 2 stone tablets and gave them to me. And when you heard the voice in the midst of the darkness, while the mountain was burning with fire, all the leaders of your tribes and your elders came to me. And you said, "Look, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day God speak with a human being, and yet the person lives. So now, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we will die. For who is there from all living beings who has heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of fire, as we have, and lived? You go near and hear all that the Lord our God will say. Then you tell us all that the Lord our God says to you, and we will listen and do it. The Lord heard your request when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, 'I have heard the words this people have spoken to you, and they are right in what they have said. Oh, that they would always have such a heart as this, to fear me and keep all my commands, so that it might go well with them and their children forever. Go tell them, return to your tents. But as for you, stand here by me, and I will tell you all the commands, statutes, and regulations you are to teach them, so that they may go in the land I am giving them to possess. Be careful, therefore, to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. Walk in all the way the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live, and that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land you are about to possess.'"